Y'all, we'd be right back. Okay, we missed a couple of Wednesdays in between, but baby, listen, we're back and we're better and we're focused and we're determined and we are ready to succeed. We are ready for all of these changes that come our way. Okay, we are ready for the transitional periods where we may be in the dark temporarily, but we have that light in us. Listen, I have that light in me. I have that fire up under my ass. I'm ready. I'm ready. Ready, set, go. All gas, no break. Period. We are now in the month of February. We are in the month of February. January, your girl accomplished a lot. January, your girl published 2 books. In January, your girl launched this podcast. In January, your girl created a YouTube channel. In January, your girl started getting more serious about her content creation and pushing her natural flowing creative ideas and hobbies and interests and everything that feels authentic to my soul. January was the month of just getting started. January was the month that we just take that first step and do the damn thing. What did we do in January? We got on the train. Chugga, 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 toot, toot. Do you know what this episode is about? Is it coming to you yet? Because if not, let me let you know what we're talking about today. Today, we're talking about tunnel vision. Tunnel vision. Listen, we kicking, we coming in the room. Everybody come in the room because we are kicking this thing off. Okay. January was the month of just taking that first step. It could have been a baby step. It could have been one knee in front of the other when it comes to crawling if you can't walk yet. Your girl done did this stuff in less than 30 days, and I didn't have a clue. I don't know the first thing about no podcast. I don't know the first thing about content creation. I don't know the first thing about publishing books. I don't know the first thing about expanding my audience. I don't know the first thing about marketing. I don't know the first thing about whatever. Some people have degrees for these things. Your girl doesn't. It's just in me. Somebody say I'm oily and I got what it takes. Period. That part. Listen. Listen, we're talking about tunnel vision today. Tunnel vision, tunnel vision. We are in the beautiful month of February. And this month, we're moving and we're grooving. Okay? Like I said, we're talking about tunnel vision and what goes on in the tunnels. All right? It's dark in there. Okay? It's dark in there. Everything gets loud. I don't know if you're from a metropolitan area, if you've ever been on the train when it's going through the tunnel, but if you haven't, If you haven't forgotten, your girl is from the DMV. Go back to the episode 1 in season 1. That intro, it's just me. Your girl's from the DMV. Hello, hey, how are you? How you doing? And if it's one thing I know, it's when that train ducks down to them tunnels, it gets loud, it gets echoey. You hear things screeching. The lights sometimes flicker. It's dark, you know. It's sometimes not a pleasant place to be. You can't tell what time of day it is. You can't see if the sun's up or down. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of that goes to say the same thing for where a lot of us are with ourselves, right? Step one, have you gotten on the train yet? Have you gotten on the train? Whatever it is that you've been yearning to do, that thing that you've been called to do, called to complete, right? That thing that you feel like you've been wanting to start. You've been wanting to start your podcast. You've been wanting to start that business, right? You've been wanting to start, you know, posting more on your social medias to get yourself out there, right? But you don't know where to start. You don't know what to do. You have self-limiting beliefs. You don't think you're good enough. You don't think anybody wants to hear what you have to say. You don't think that you have the credentials. You don't think that you have what it takes. That ain't nothing but you going through a tunnel. You going through a dark spot, baby. You going through a dark spot. First thing you got to do is just take that first step and do the thing. Do it scared. Do it without having a damn clue. Do it blindly. Just do it. Like, just start, right? What do they say? It's not how you start, it's how you finish, right? Commit to something and do it for yourself. Don't do it for the views. Don't do it to monetize it and get your hopes up thinking that this is going to be your big break. Don't do it from that mindset. God got you, just like how God got me. God got you, baby. If it's in you, it's in you. And you've got something to birth, baby. I hate to say it, but I'm gonna love to tell you. You're pregnant, honey. Surprise, surprise. You are pregnant. You is pregnant. Was something that God put inside of you, whatever that may be, it's in you, and you just need to focus. You need to take that step. Know that it may come with its own set of trials and tribulations. Expect there to be challenging days, but also know that you were built for no other time as a time such as this. Okay? And once you take that step, go on and have yourself a seat. Find yourself a seat on that train. Find yourself a seat so we can be on our way, right? Because once you take that step into that door, once those doors open, I don't know what y'all's trains sound like, but in the DMV, it's doo-doo, doors opening. Please step back to allow other passengers to exit. Listen, okay? It's time to get on board to find yourself a seat. Some parts of this train ride may be very pleasant. There may be a lot of scenery. You may meet some new people that's on the same train car as you. You may make connections and network with people you never thought you would be able to. You may find yourself in different places that you never thought you'd be. Okay? But you will never find out and you will never know unless you all aboard that train. All right? Now, what do we do when we enter a tunnel? Right? First thing we know, we getting on the train. It's bright as hell outside. It's a beautiful day. Birds chirping in the air. Okay, not a cloud in the sky. All sunshine, all rays of rainbows and unicorns and everything beautiful. Okay. All right. Like, and what happens when you get on that train and you sitting there for a little bit? It's a nice, relaxing ride. You're just glad not to be stuck in traffic somewhere, right? You're just happy that you don't got to worry about driving or chauffeuring anybody around, right? For once in your life, you the one that's getting the ride, right? But what happens when we enter that tunnel? It goes dark, right? And for anybody that drives or that understands how headlights work, even if you got them on automatic, you still got to enter the darkness, and it's still dark for a few seconds before them headlights kick on, right? We might find ourselves in some places where we're depressed, confused, angry because we don't understand what's happening. But what did God say? God's word says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. So a lot of times when we try to figure out what it is that God is doing on the back end of things, or while we're in the dark and we can't see him working, it's not meant for us to understand. It's too vast for us to grab onto, right? But all we have to do is just wait for them headlights to kick in. Okay? In those headlight moments, think about it like a light bulb. You know, when in the cartoons when you get a good idea and that light bulb click on. Yeah, honey, yeah, that part. You'll notice that your vision starts coming to you in pieces, illuminating your path and slowly taking you out of your funk, right? Because when you're confused and depressed and sad and unmotivated, scared, all of these low vibrational feelings, right? Once you get to meditating and once you get in a place where you can silence your mind and get rid of the distractions and kind of hone in and zone out into hearing and being intentional about hearing God speak or hearing divine instruction or being guided in the right path, right? we sometimes get those downloads. I don't know about you, but I get downloads late at night. I used to blame it on thinking I had ADHD because I could not silence my mind for to save my life. I'll be laying down, my body would be so tired, my mind would be so tired, but I'm still thinking about how I forgot to put ranch on the side of my breakfast burrito that morning. Or I'm thinking about, how I forgot to note, an account at work with a specific detail of something that somebody said to me while I was on the call, right? Like, I'm just thinking about everything, random stuff. I'm thinking about how the silly rabbit from Trix says that they're for kids. Or was it the kids that said it? I don't know. I'm thinking about everything and anything except for going to bed. But a lot of times when I'm laying there and I can't sleep and when my mind is clouded, it's all because I'm supposed to be getting busy with my purpose, right? I'm supposed to be getting these ideas and getting these downloads. Sometimes I'll be about to doze off and I'll just have a brilliant $1 million idea. Granted, I'm not a millionaire yet. Manifest that shit. But I'll have an idea about what to talk about on here, or to pre-record other content, or to I'll just get a rush of energy and a creative mind set, and I'll jump straight on it. Next thing I know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning for the fourth night in a row when I told myself I was going to go to bed earlier so I cannot be as groggy when it comes to my 9 to 5. Hello. But those headlight moments, those aha moments, right? A lot of times we get those when we're in the dark. Okay. It seems like everything is so much louder when you're in a tunnel. Everything echoes. You know, when you're traveling and you're going through tunnels and stuff, like, I don't know about y'all, but in Maryland, when we're crossing crossing through Baltimore and getting through to Harford County and on the other side of that, you go through these tunnels, right? Under the water, under the harbor, right? And what happens when you go under the tunnel and go into those tunnels? They tell you to stay in your lane. There's signs all around. Stay in your lane. No passing, right? No honking. I don't know if there's actual signs that say don't honk your horn. But anybody that's a licensed driver that's been a while for around that's been around for a while knows not to honk your horn in a damn tunnel. Because it's loud, it echoes, it bounces around in there, and it's not going to be a good situation, right? So avoid at all costs unless it's life or death, right? So it's just loud. What's distracting you from being able to get to your next destination on this ride that you're on this journey that you're on? What is stopping you? Like, really, let's take a second and think about that, right? What is distracting you? Is it that relationship, right? Is it TikTok? Because I know TikTok be distracting me when I can't sleep. I am famous for scrolling. All right, I be scrolling all night. Okay, is it your job drowning you out to the point where you can no longer distinguish what it is that you're passionate about anymore? Right? Is it that group of friends that want you to go out with them every single night? And it's crazy because a lot of those friends aren't necessarily in any better situation than you may be in, right? And they may not have the desire to want to change or to grow or to evolve, right? And there's nothing wrong with living in the moment, but if you have a higher calling, you have a higher purpose, sometimes that comes with sacrifice. Baby, you need to stay home. You gotta dive in deep. You gotta dig deep, baby. Right. So what is loud to you right now? Is it your flesh? Is your flesh loud? See, y'all not ready for that type of conversation. Do you need to turn down the volume of your own flesh? Right. And a lot of times when you're on the train, you can't tell how fast or how slow you're going because you can't see nothing. You can't see anything. You don't know how fast or how slow you're going sometimes. When you in that tunnel, you just hear the rails screeching and the echoey sounds. Everything's loud. And then you don't know if you're going 5 miles per hour, 10 miles per hour, 60, 80. I don't even know. And it's like that too. When you're on a journey and when you're in a dark place, You don't know if this dark place is a place where you're finding yourself in, where you're trying to find the strength to come out of it, and or you don't know if it's something that seems like a minor setback, but what you really don't know is that it's propelling you backwards like a bow and arrow. What happens with a bow and arrow? You get drawn back and you get propelled forward at a magnitude of a speed. You get, baby, we flying. We went from getting pulled back to flying through the air, zooming. Okay. So we don't know how fast we're going, and that's okay. Listen, slow progress is still progress. I'll be humble, open, and transparent. Since starting my platforms outside of the podcast, so I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on YouTube. Those are major platforms. Right now, we're sitting at 22 subscribers on YouTube. Guess how many I had to start with? Two. Shout out to my sister Jackie and shout out to my girl Kenya. And it's slow progress, but it's still progress. Rome was not built in a day. You know, my TikTok platform, how many followers do I have on there? I had like 180 something, I think, and now I'm at like 191. I gained maybe a few. But again, I'm not doing this for fame. I'm not doing this for attention. I'm not doing this to monetize off of it. That's not my intention. That's not where I'm rooted in what it is that I'm delivering. This is not what I'm, this is that, that has nothing to do with that, right? What I'm worried about is getting it into the land, getting it out there, knowing that once I'm gone, something remains, something that's still there to help people, something that pinpoints that I was here, you know? And this is the light that I had, and this was the impact that I was able to make, right? And now, if God puts me in the position to be able to allow me to, you know, to reap the benefits in other ways from what I'm doing here, then to God be the glory for it. But that's not my why. That is not my why. You know, you have to do it from a certain heart posture. And if you can't do it out of a certain heart posture, is it really your calling? Is it really your purpose? Or are you just on the bandwagon that everybody wants to be a content creator? Everybody wants to be a digital creator. Everybody wants to be, you know, it's not about following what other people are doing or doing what feels like it would be easy, because Lord knows this ain't easy. Being vulnerable ain't easy. Doing it afraid is not easy. Doing it clueless is not easy. Learning as you go is not easy. Are you afraid of the dark? Does the dark scare you? Are you afraid to be by yourself and to sit with your own negative feelings and low vibrational feelings when you're feeling them? Because there's nothing to be afraid of. Why are you afraid of yourself? Why are you scared of your own feelings and emotions as you experience them? You're human. We have feelings. In this realm, on this planet, in this lifetime, we are in these fleshy suits that come with a hell of a lot of emotions. And fear is one of them. But the danger is in staying there, staying rooted in that emotion. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to be uncertain. But in your uncertainty also comes the possibilities, right? If you're uncertain about something, it's only because there's more than one possibility or more than one outcome that you're thinking of, you know, how this can turn out. Possibilities and multiple outcomes is a good thing, right? You have something more to look forward to than that initial feeling of fear, loneliness, uncertainty, unworthiness, depression, right? Now we're about to come to our next stop on the train. We're still on the train. We're still on the train. We ain't never left the train. We never get off the train. We ain't never left the train. We're still on the train, arriving at the next stop. You gonna get off or you staying on? Okay? Because sometimes you got to know the difference. You got to know when it's time to get off, right? And you got to know when it's time to get on the train so that you don't miss your next destination. Right. So when you know to get off, okay, you gotta know where you're at also. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of your surroundings. I'll say it again. Be aware of your surroundings, especially when you are in unfamiliar, uncharted territory. Okay. You ever heard of the word code switching? Some people would be like, oh, you fake. You act different depending on who you're around. No, baby, it's not fake. It's a skill set. Period. When you're in certain types of environments or around different types of people, you have to know how to relate to your audience. You have to know how to relate to who it is you're trying to connect to, who it is you're trying to speak to, who it is you're trying to, you have to know where you're at. You have to know where you're at. And you have to adjust. That is the beauty of maturity and emotional and psychological and mental intelligence, right? You have to know how to adjust, right? Know your surroundings. Be aware of your surroundings at all times, right? Know where you're at. Just like I was speaking in one of the previous episodes, when God was asking where Adam was at in the Garden of Eden after Adam had, had sinned and after Eve bit the apple. We all know how that story went. Listen, God was like, where are you? Right? Where are you? Where are you? Know where you're at. Don't say, oh, I need to get off at this stop and get off on a completely different stop, thinking it was the stop you were supposed to get off on. Let me rewind that. Rewind, pause, play. If you know what stop you're getting off on, don't mistakenly get off at another stop. In short, just know where you're going, know your destination. Sometimes we ride past places and we see our so-called friends waving from outside the train when they can't even get on. Right? Know your surroundings. Okay? And sometimes sometimes the train ain't gonna stop for other people to let other people on. Listen, I done seen so many times back home at the train station, I'll be getting on the train, and there's always those couple late stragglers right when the doors are about to close. As soon as it hits the doo doo doors closing, you see people running down the escalators, flying down the stairs, trying to jump ahead, like slide down the railings of the staircase, trying to slide in them doors at the last minute. Sometimes people get through and their little backpacks get snatched in the door, and then the doors reopen, before, and then try to reclose again once you get in there. And then other times people miss it. Which brings me to my next point. Don't miss the train. Don't miss the train. There's so much technology, honey. There's so much technology now. Like, if you're really out here catching buses and trains, you already know that there's apps. There's apps to tell you which trains is on time, which trains are late, which trains are coming earlier than expected. There's live traction and GPS to tell you exactly how far away the train is to where you're at, right? And what stops they're at, and how many stops are left until it gets to you. Do not miss that train, right? Which goes back to everything being loud, right, in the tunnel. What is distracting you? Who has your ear? Because depending on who got your ear, it may depend on if you missed that train or not. And then you're going to be delayed getting to your next destination. All right. Don't miss your train. Don't let this year, don't let the train of 2025 pass you by. Do not spend another minute as the old version of you. Do not spend another minute settling for whatever it is that you are in life. If you truly, deep down inside, in your heart, down to your bones and in your soul, know that you are not happy with how life is treating you right now. You have everything that you need to start fresh, to regain traction, to get back on the train and to find yourself a seat. You have everything that you need to succeed and to be great in this lifetime. It may not feel that way, because if I'm being honest, it feels that way to me. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm just starting from somewhere, and I have something in me that needs to come out into the land. You're not in this alone, baby. Honey, Buki, you are not in this by yourself. Take that step. Whatever that may be, take a step in that direction. Lean in to what's been pulling on you this year. This is the year that the veil is being lifted. This is the year that we grow, that we evolve, that we are on our way to where it is that God has called us to be, and to not miss the mark, to not miss that train. Because what happens when we miss the train, we got to wait on the next one. And depending on what time of day it is, if it's rush hour, you'll be lucky. You'll get another one in a couple minutes. But if it's the middle of the night, sometimes the next train, you probably miss the last train. And the next one don't come till 6 o'clock in the morning. Now you got to spend the night at the train station. Now you got to spend the night uncomfortable. Now you got to spend another day wondering what if. Now you got to spend another day hurt, confused, angry, upset at the world around you, when we were created to adapt, to dig deeper, right? To find meaning. Yeah. Tunnel vision. And don't let it stop here with this episode, y'all. Go and invest in yourself. If you don't know where to start, I have a resource and a tool for you. Just helping myself to heal, to become more enlightened, to learn how to love again and to forgive others and love others again, to persevere, to know what that means and to know how to do it and to start working out that perseverance muscle to be able to get to the next step, to get to that next stop on this journey, on this train ride. Just helping myself, y'all. The links to the books are on my Instagram page. Okay, it's on Amazon. I'll also drop the link in the description for this podcast episode. And grab the journal, the help book workbook. You don't got to do it by yourself. I completed the activities in the book as well. You can read it. I'm right there with you, baby. Buki, we're doing this. Let this be the year of tunnel vision. Get focused, razor sharp focus. Some people don't need to come along with you on this journey. Some things feel comfortable, but they're not meant to stay. If we were always comfortable, we would never move our feet. Never. We would never want to leave and to see what's next for us. Invest in yourself. You owe that to yourself. You owe yourself the growth. You owe yourself you owe it to yourself. You owe yourself that satisfaction of knowing that you are outgrowing certain things, that you are shedding a new skin. And baby, that new skin is glowing on you. And I'll end this in a prayer. Father God, I thank you right now for every person listening to my voice, Father, right now. I thank you for giving me the discernment and the wisdom. I thank you for giving me the relatability. I thank you for giving me the tests and the trials and the tribulations that some people may not have faced yet, so that they may not have to, Father. I thank you so much that you are already working behind closed doors and behind every single phone, tablet, TV, wherever this person is listening right now, Father. I pray that you meet them wherever they are. I pray that you help them to hand over whatever is burdening them. I pray that you hold their hand and you walk through those doors with them as they enter the train of the journey of wherever it is that you have set for them to go. Father, I pray that you give them the strength. I pray that you give them the knowledge, the resources, the tools, the understanding, the desire, the motivation. Father, I pray that you give it to them all. Father, I thank you so much for every person that is under the sound of my voice that you have given me, Father, that you have given me the courage and the strength and the vulnerability and have given me the ability to be comfortable in sharing that. God, I thank you for allowing me to be the PA system of what it is that you're trying to say. God, I pray that this reaches whoever needs to reach. For we are all just human beings living out our human lives as spiritual individuals. Father, you live and you dwell inside of each and every one of us. And I pray that you continue to ignite that light in us, even in the moments where we find ourselves in darkness. And it is today that I say this prayer over everybody under the sound of my voice. I thank you so much, Father. In your magnificent name, I pray. Amen. Y'all don't walk to the description where the links are. Run. Help me to help you. I love y'all. This is the longest episode yet thus far, but we are back. We are better. We are aiming higher. We are growing. We are glowing. We are no longer settling in any aspect of our lives, including with ourselves. We are no longer sleeping on ourselves. I claim and affirm that today. I love y'all. Y'all hang in there. Tune in for the next episode on Saturday. I post daily on my platforms. If you want a good ha-ha, kiki, a good laugh, or something that's relatable just to kick your day off, or something to end the day with, head on over there. It is I Am Jazzy. That's IAMJAZZSIE on all platforms. Okay? But this podcast is here. Baby, this is a ministry, honey. We are here for you. And when I say we, me, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and anybody else that joins in on this movement of self-discovery on a soul level. All right? We are not who they think we are. Who is they? Society, culture, those that have told us we can't along our way, those of that have held us back, including ourselves, holding ourselves back. Now we are renewed. We are delivered. We are one. We got this. Y'all stay blessed. Until next time, it's your host, Jasmine Lamar. Peace. Just a human being, just a human being, yeah. Just a human thing, just a human thing, yeah.